Time for our inside view of this Wyoming football team. Oregon plays in Laramie. He's the radio analyst. He'll be alongside play-by-play man Dave Walsh calling the action from War Memorial Stadium. Much appreciate the time of Kevin McKinney. Kevin, how are things in your world?
Well, I'll tell you, Steve, they're busy. When you were hosting a team like Oregon, it turns things up a notch.
So as a first-time guest, I always like to get a little personal bio info. So your backstory, where do you hail from, and how did you come to be providing analysis for Cowboy football?
Well, Steve, I was born and raised in Cheyenne, which is about 45 minutes to the east of Laramie and the University of Wyoming. I went to school here. I started in 1967, and I'm still here.
Okay, so that sounds good.
I've been here a while.
Let's hit the rewind button. After 2013, the program parted ways with Dave Christensen, hired Craig Bowles, who'd been an assistant at Wisconsin. He played at Nebraska, was an assistant there, built a dynasty at the FCS level. How big of a get was it for this program to have Craig take the head coaching gig at Wyoming?
It was a huge get. We were thrilled when that happened. Weren't sure we were going to be able to get him here, but through the interview process, through watching him in previous years, we just felt he was a fit for Wyoming, and he has been that in spades, really. He's been great for the program.
After winning four games, 2014, two in 2015, big season last year, won eight, beat Boise State, got in a bowl game. So now moving into season four under his guidance, how confident are those close to this program that maybe Coach Bowles' system and blueprint is kind of taking root now, setting up success now and into the future?
Well, I think that's really a good way to look at it, Steve. He has a blueprint. We all believe in it. And we knew that it was going to take some time. Honestly, I didn't know that we would be as good last year as we were. We really weren't quite sure about Josh Allen. He had not started a game for Wyoming until last year's opener. And he turned out to be far more than we had expected and hoped for. And so came up with a really good season. We lost some very, very good players, some major parts of that offense. So we're trying to find our way now. But everybody is totally confident that Craig Bowles has the blueprint for success here.
We're talking with Wyoming radio analyst Kevin McKinney. Around here, we've seen an amazing transformation over a quarter century. The facilities, you know, every single solitary bell and whistle. So I understand Wyoming's in the process of an upgrade. What could you tell me about where we're at and, you know, what's happening in that area for your football program?
Well, it is a major step for us. It's a $44 million addition to our end zone complex. So it's a major upgrade in all areas, weight room, academics, nutrition, the whole works. And it's something that was needed. We needed to upgrade there. We have been kind of doing it in a gradual way, and this was probably one of the last pieces that we had to put in the system, and it's going to be done about next May or June. The structure is up, and when you see it from in the stadium, it looks far more completed than it is. There's a lot of work to be done on the interior, but it's going to be a state-of-the-art facility, something that you just have to do in the arms race that we're all in, and it's coming along really well. We're excited about it.
I get that some series or games get scheduled years in advance, and, you know, you look at the Cowboys schedule recently. You've hosted Texas, and I know that Oregon coming off a rough season, but magnitude-wise, how would you describe this matchup with this pretty prominent Pac-12 program coming to your town?
Well, that's exactly what it is, Steve. I mean, everybody knows what Oregon's all about, and how it's become one of the premier programs in the country. And we had Nebraska here in 2011. We had Texas here in 2009. So we've been trying to bring those programs to Wyoming. It's very difficult. Of course, most of the time you got to do a two-for-one to have that happen, if it happens at all. But I will say this, we respect Oregon to the max for seeing through on the contract and coming here. I would imagine they could have bought out of this particular game. They didn't do that. We respected Nebraska and Texas in the same manner. They didn't have to come up here, but they completed their contract, and we so appreciate that because it's a big thing for our fans. They're thrilled. It's a sellout, and it'll be an electric atmosphere.
Let's get to some of the specifics of this team, though much attention on the quarterback. Coach Ball's actually a defensive coach, a DB as a player. Your strong safety, Andrew Wingard, a Thorpe finalist as a sophomore. I think he's like on every substantial watch list here in 2017. For those who are kind of unfamiliar, how special of a player is he?
Well, he's a very special player. He's just one of those center fielders you need in the secondary that covers a lot of ground, excellent tackler, and very smart player. He's now a junior. He's been starting since he was a freshman. And he's one of those guys with the long, flowing blonde hair, and he's flying around like crazy, and just a very heady, hard-nosed player. So he's kind of the leader of the defense. And in fact, our two safeties are that Marcus Epps is our free safety, and he is one of the captains on the defense. Those two guys are probably the best safety tandem in the Mountain West. Outstanding middle linebacker and Logan Wilson, who's a Wyoming guy, so that's an extra bonus. He came out of Casper. And we've got two really good defensive ends,
you know,
Kevin Prosser and Carl Granderson.
Yeah, along those lines, as we continue with Kevin McKinney, last January, Coach Bowl brought in a new coordinator, Scotty Hazleton, who was in the NFL with the Jaguars. From what I read, a bit of a reunion. What could you tell us about that hire and all he's brought to the table early on running this defense?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Steve, because he obviously is a huge influence and reason why the Cowboy defense is much better this year than it was last year. He's kind of simplified things a little bit, but he has brought that NFL mentality to these kids, and I think they've really bought in to what he believes in. You're right, he and Bowl go way back. They think alike, which is really good. And Craig, being a defensive guy, really felt like he needed to make a change at the defensive coordinator spot, and he feels very fortunate to bring Hazleton in here.
All right, and finally, Josh Allen. Some people have pointed out that, you know, he struggled against Iowa, Nebraska last year, but you get to see him week in, week out, how he practices, how he's the leader of the offense. I've only seen him play three or four times. So how would you overall evaluate the caliber of quarterback he is? And remembering it's only his second season running the offense.
Now, I think that's a big point. He has not been playing all that much at that position. He has all the tools. He's a big guy, runs really well. He can make all the throws. He's got a big arm, a good leader. But as you said, he has not played really well in a big game. He played poorly against Nebraska, didn't do much against Iowa. Of course, Iowa is a very good defensive team. But this is a big game for the Cowboys, but it's a big game for Josh. I think he really wants to prove that he is an elite guy, and the only way you really do that is against big-time opponents. So while he wants to win the game more than anybody, I'm sure he wouldn't mind playing really well. And you know what? He's going to have to play well in order for the Cowboys to win this game.
He is Kevin McKinney. Be side by side with Dave Walsh calling Ducks Cowboys for this really interesting matchup. Hey, really appreciate your time, Kevin. Means a lot. Great insight and information. Enjoy, and we appreciate you joining us.
Oh, you're more than welcome, Steve. Happy to be with you.
All right, thanks a lot.